Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I join you this delightful New Year's season from the studios of WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. I hope I have a great show played for you, or getting ready for you today, I should say. We're going to be hearing from Faults Lancome. We're going to be hearing from Afro-Celt Sound System, the Tannehill Weavers, Michael McGoldrick, Lisa O'Neill, and a little bit of Jack Cho as well. But we're going to start off today's show with Master Crowley's Faults Lancome. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Those were dance tunes. Medieval holiday dance tunes, to be more specific. They don't name them per se as much as they give their place of origin. The first one was a dance tune from France. The second was a dance tune from Ireland, 13th century. And the third was an English dance tune, also from the 13th century. I thought that was interesting. And before that, we heard from the Afro-Celt Sound System from their Volume 2 release, Lovers of Light. And before that, we started off the set with Fault Lancome with Master Crowley's Reel. My nephew went to New York to see them a couple of weeks ago, and he said they did a very good job, and they played for quite a long time with short breaks. So he is very appreciative, and he also noted they did a good job with Master Crowley's Reel. So there you have it. And now we're going to hear from the Tannehill Weavers from their album Cullen Bay with the tune Joy of My Heart.
Sky of honest unveiled, made I own a joy of my heart, Eilean Mullig. Whether I wander east or west, waking or dreaming, whether I wander east or west.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. Forgive me for sneezing in the middle of that set, but nonetheless, what you heard was Michael McGoldrick from Donegal, from his album Wired, Patty in the Smoke. And before that, you heard Sheila Noonan with Patty Noonan's band, of course, with Child of Christmas. And first up on that set, you heard the Tannehill Weavers from their album Cullen Bay with Joy of My Heart. On this day in Irish history, which is December 29th, in 1937, the Constitution of Ireland, also known as Banrach na Éireann, came into force, having been approved by 56.52% of the voters at a plebiscite on July 1st of that year. Drafted by legal advisor John Hearn, with the supervision of Eamon de Valera, the Constitution established that the, quote, name of the state is Éire, or in the English language, Ireland. It also controversially claimed that the national territory consists of the whole of Island of Ireland, which was seen as a deliberately provocative by Unionists in Northern Ireland. Much of what has come to define Ireland as an independent country was introduced in the 1937 Constitution, having removed almost all references to the British monarch. With the External Relations Act of 1936, de Valera saw to it that there would be a new head of state, quote, elected by direct vote of the people, unquote, to be known as the President of Ireland, Uachtarán na Éireann. The first incumbent in this office was Douglas Hyde, the founder of the Gaelic League. The Constitution also introduced the term Taoiseach, that is, the head of government or prime minister. Aside from the territorial claim to Northern Ireland, which has since been resolved, I should add, controversial aspects include the recognition of the special position of the Holy Catholic, Apostolic, and Roman Church as the guardian of the faith professed by the great majority of the citizens. That also has since changed. This jarred with the secular ethos to which most republics aspire and was removed by referendum in 1972. On the day that the Constitution was enacted, the tricolor was flown from all public buildings, and the 4th Howitzer Battery fired a 21-gun salute at the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham, which, according to the Irish Press, which was Dave Valera's newspaper, quote, echoed not only through the streets of his capital, but from shore to shore of this island, indeed. And now we're going to hear a short song from Lisa O'Neill.
If you'll be the lass of Aucrum, as I am taking you to be, come tell me the last token passed between you and me. Oh, don't you remember that night up yon lean hill where we both met together? I'm sorry now to tell. The rain falls on my heavy locks and dew soaks my skin. My babe lies cold within my arms and none will let me in. Oh, the rain falls on my heavy locks and dew soaks my my babe lies cold within my arms, and none will let me in.
After Christmas, I remember the year. A boy and his sweetheart sat there on the pier. Tomorrow he was leaving for over the phone. And he said, I'll be back when the robins come home. I'll be back when the robins come home. I'll have enough money to make him my own. Don't be too lonely now while I am gone, 'cause I'll be back when the robins come home. The winter passed slowly, sometimes he was sad. He said in his letter that the weather was bad, and that he missed her while out on. The robins come home. I'll be back when the robins come home. I'll have enough money to make him my own. Don't be too lonely now while I am gone, 'cause I'll be back when the robins come home. Was coming at last, but joy turned to sorrow, for her flag was half mast. Teardrops were falling on the first day of spring, for over the foam. And he said, I'll be back when the robins come home. I'll be back when the robins come home. I'll have enough money to make him my own.
Did Santa come from Dublin, or did he come from Cork? With his rosy cheeks and shaggy beard and big white curly locks. Some say he came from Kerry, by the lovely Bannisteran. With his Irish smile and suit of red, did he come from Ireland? Cork, or was he from Athlone? Did he get his jolly humor when he kissed the Blarney Stone? Will we ever know for sure where old Santa made his home? But in County Cork they all agree and claim him as their own. Some say he came from Dublin, was born out in Clontarf. More say he got his reindeer up in the Phoenix Park. Some say was it Monaghan? Well, one thing's true, I'm telling you, he came from Ireland. Did Santa come from Dublin, or did he come from Cork? With his rosy cheeks and shaggy beard and big white curly locks. Some say he came from Kerry, by the lovely Bannisteran. With his Irish smile and suit of red, did he come from Ireland? Come from Antrim, not far from Derry town, or did he come from Armagh, right next to County Down? Do you think he came from Leitrim, from Sligo or Mayo? Was he from the Aran Islands or the county of Wicklow? Did Santa come from Donegal, or did he come from Clare, or was it Tipperary? Did Santa come from Dublin, or did he come from Cork?
That was the Noel Henry Show Band. I played them last week as well with one of their better-known tunes, Did Santa Come from Ireland? A nice waltz. And before that, we heard a defective copy of Jack Kyo from his CD called Sing My Songs with When Robins Come Home. Nice song. And before that, we heard Lisa O'Neill from Northern Ireland. Her album is I'll Heard a Long Gone Song and The Lass of Aughrim, referring to the famous battle. And now we're going to hear from Mary O'Hara.
Farewell, but whenever you welcome the hour that awakens the night song of mirth in your bower, then think of the friend who once welcomed it too, and forgot his own griefs to be happy with you. His griefs may return, and not a hope may remain of the few that have brightened his pathway of pain. But he ne'er will forget the short vision which threw its enchantment around him while lingering with you. And still on that evening when pleasure fills up to the highest top sparkle each heart and each cup, where'er my path lies, be it gloomy or bright, my soul, happy friends, shall be with you that night, shall join in your revels, your sports and your wiles, and return to me beaming all o'er with your smiles. Too blessed if it tells me that mid the gay cheer some kind voice had murmured, I wish you were here. Let fate do her worst, there are relics of joy, bright dreams of the past, which she cannot destroy, which come in the night time of sorrow and care, and bring back the features that joy used to wear. Long, long be my heart with such memories filled as that vase in which roses have once been distilled. You may break, you may shatter the vase if you will, but the scent of the roses will hang around it still.
Upon high, who rules the sky, look down on our palms and barns. For the people therein, both the women and men, are neglecting their pints and their GRs. The cricket is bad and the atmosphere's sad. Every man has a face like a mule, and all he can do is grab an old cue and start playing a game of pool. Now when I was a boy, it was always me joy to visit the pub each night. There was arguments, scraps and killings perhaps, and everyone thought he was right. There was badgers and dogs and men from the bongs, and young fellas acting the tool. And now there's no crack, for every man Jack has his arse in the air playing pool. To the rural alehouse, after milking the cows, all the customers made their way. And there they would dwell and drink till they fell, while the fiddles and pipes they did play. Ah, the jigs and the reels and the rattling of heels, and the polkas and slides were the rule. Ah, but now there's no chance of a tune or a dance, for everyone's playing that pool. Now this pool, you will find, is a game designed for a foolish, illiterate lout. You put in for a bob and you turn an L knob, and a big shower of balls come out. They're placed on the table, and then if you're able, you knock them back into some holes. More money goes in, you start over again, and you lose every bob of your dole. In the Irish Free State, all the people are bait from playing and watching this game. In their necks they have creaks which no doctors can fix, and their backs and their shoulders are maimed. And their arses protrude in a manner most lewd, from being hoisted aloft in the air. And their eyeballs are sore and dripping with gore, and they act in a manner most queer. So if you see a young man, and his face it is wan, and his eyes have a vacant stare, and his jawbone is slack, and his head is thrown back, and he can't tell a calm from a mare, with his nostrils dilated, and his head corrugated, and his manners like those of a fool, on your shirt you can bet that you have just met a man gone mad from playing that pool.
The lights of London are far behind. The thoughts of homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come into view. I see my home now, soon I'll see you. We'll talk to the old folk, they're getting on. Treat them to late nights, sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life in the town. There's so much to tell them. The days fly around. This is my homeland, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul. My feet may wander a thousand, but my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Take it away, Ron. Ladies and gentlemen, the oldest swinger in Killarney tonight, Mr. Ronnie Kennedy. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son. Do you know the words? Let's hear you sing. This is my home, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul.
It's in my soul.
My feet may wander.
My feet may wander.
A thousand places.
A thousand places.
What about my heart, folks?
My heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Yes, my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Thank you very much.
You have to play Daniel O'Donnell at Christmas time, and that song is very popular among the people who like Daniel O'Donnell, and there are many, many of them. That's from his Best Of album. And before that, we heard Deary Farrell with a Shednoz version of a song he wrote maybe 2 years ago. His album is The First Turn, and the name of the tune, if you didn't guess it from the lyrics, was The Pool Song. And first up, we heard from the inimitable Mary O'Hara, the greatest female voice of the 20th century in Ireland, as far as I'm concerned, her album Down by the Glenside, Farewell But Whenever. And now we're hearing another great voice, Sinead O'Connor, with She Moved Through the Fair.
My own love said to me,
And this is Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to this show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. Shona Blian Nua Gwich.